Who let you in here?
Speak to you later, darling. And what, may I ask, is your interest in Mr. Tandina?
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
And? What do you wish to know? Yes, yes, he did. Good gracious. I'm really sorry to hear this. Would you like to sit down? Can I get you anything? Well, how on earth did this happen? Detroit is a very violent city, isn't it?
Well, I do hope the police have procured some intelligent leads. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Excuse me, Mr. Foley, if I appear a little rude, but this sounds like something for the authorities in Detroit. So, if you'll forgive me, I really must get back to work.
Gentlemen, would you please show Mr. Foley to the door?
What do you want? I have nothing to say to you.
That's cool. I'll do all the talking. This is a very nice place, Vic. Hi. I like this. This is nice.
Glad you like it. I must make you a member.
You know, Victor, I know that you're into a lot of crooked shit. And I have a pretty good idea that you had Mikey killed. And when I find out for sure, I'm gonna fuck you up real bad.
Is that so? Now listen to me, my tough little friend. I don't know from under what stone you crawled or where you get these ridiculous ideas about me. But it seems painfully obvious you haven't the slightest fucking idea who you're dealing with. Now, my advice to you is crawl back to your little stone in Detroit before you get squashed. Okay? I can't wait. Hi.
Victor, hi.
Hope I'm not interrupting you.
Of course not. Don't be silly.
Jenny, there's a gentleman in town from Detroit who says he's a friend of Michael Tandino. He came by the office yesterday and asked me all sorts of rather odd questions. Excuse me, darling. I believe his name is Foley. Since you were such a good friend of Michael, I was wondering if you were perhaps familiar with the fellow.
Well, we grew up in the same neighborhood.
Oh, really? Have you seen him lately?
He came in yesterday.
All right, came by here. Huh. And?
He told me that Mikey'd been killed.
Yes. Yes, I know. And then?
Well, that's it. He left, and I haven't seen him since.
Jenny, darling, you wouldn't by any chance know where Foley is staying, would you? I have some information which this might be helpful for him.
No, I have no idea.
Yes. 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 Well, I hope I didn't disturb you too much.
No, no problem.
We'll have dinner soon, yes?
Well, that'd be lovely.
Take care.
Seems we have guests.
How nice. I do like surprises. Jeanette. I just can't tell you how disappointed I am to find you here.
Victor, listen.
Shut up! I don't want to hear it. Take her to the car and wait for me, okay?
What are you going to do with him?
I think you should be more worried about what we're going to do with you.
Yeah, Ginny, don't worry about me. We got cocaine and coffee here. We're gonna get wired and have a big party. Thanks for having me over, Vic. This is very nice.
You say something? I'm all ears.
I'll kill you.
Really? That would be a neat trick. Goodbye, Mr. Foley. Have a nice day.
Foley's on the grounds.
Now how the hell should I know? We'll get some people out there right away.
Don't take your eyes off that screen.
Be careful, old boy. It might hit me.